Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. It's amazing to me that, like, by the way, people, welcome to The Last Drop. I am your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather craft beer, Cody.
It is amazing to me that, like, look, people, we're not spiritual on this show. I don't believe in that shit at all. I don't believe in the magical shit. I believe there probably was a Jesus and a God, if you will, and that was probably their names, and they did a lot of incredible shit, but none of the mystical, magical shit that, you know, you see in these movies and stuff. But it's amazing to me that, like, we all know the whereabouts of where this took place, right? It was somewhere either. Now, we can't pinpoint the location, Cody, of, like, actual what city. Maybe we can. Yeah. I don't know. But I know we both know that it's either somewhere in Africa or the Middle East, Cody.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And yet somehow America has took it upon themselves to make every statue and cross and everything they can with white people on it.
With Fabio on it, yes.
It's fucking amazing to me, Cody.
Like, the beard.
It's like, so we actually have, if anything, it says we have the Bible and stuff like that. We have textual conscripts.
Yeah, there's historical context to this biblical figure. And, you know, goddamn well, during the times that all this shit supposedly occurred, there were zero white people. No white people.
No white people. But yet somehow we still market this fool as, like you said, Fabio up on the cross and shit. It's like, man, we're not even going to try to fix that, huh? Like, oh.
There's even been documentaries that come out saying if he did in fact exist, this is what he would look like.
Yeah,
nothing like that.
You know the Bible describes him too, though, right? Like, it says he.
Oh,
like,
they do. That's right.
Yeah, like,
it's, actually, yeah.
It's like he gives a description. Say it.
That's like, dad, they still don't give a fuck. Like, no.
He said bronze skin and wool hair.
I mean, just like, God is always right, except that one time.
He got that shit wrong. Yeah. He got bronze skin and wool hair. I was like,
yeah, it's like an olive skin. I think that's what they say.
I was like, that sounds like a Negro to me. Like, what?
Yeah, he said hair made of wool or sheep wool or something like that. Yeah.
I said, wait a minute. I started grabbing my hair. I was like,
oh, like, yeah, I started looking at that picture. I was like, wait. Hold on. I started doing a double thing. Hold on. Like, this don't add up.
Could you imagine if the Bible was like a police report describing this man? They would have arrested every black dude they found, and then this one white dude would have just been smiling in the background like, yeah. Like, I tricked him.
Got away with it too.
Oh, if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
Mm-hmm. Scooby-Doo.
That shit baffles my mind how we just don't give a fuck about that. Like you said, God was right. God was right many of time. But this one time, you know what the fuck he was talking about. Yeah. And you know 9/11 made that shit worse too. They was it was like, he was what now?
Mm-hmm.
No. That's the enemy. No. That is the enemy. He will never be on our
side. Not my Jesus.
Yeah.
No.
My homegirl, who's not religion, but she has like this cross that glows in the dark and changes colors and shit, like a fucking techno disco ball and shit.
It like, remember Captain Marvel? She was changing her suit colors.
Yeah.
That shit.
I said, you should keep that shit hanging on the wall. That shit's gorgeous. It looked like a dance hall and shit when you come in her room.
That RGB lighting.
Yeah, that's just hot right there, you know. I love it though, America. We just like, man, we don't give a fuck about historical facts. We like, you know.
Nah, there's my facts, and then there's bullshit.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about that too is I was gonna say after the 9/11 thing, we was like, we definitely ain't making that motherfucking Middle Eastern. Like he could you imagine if someone came like the president, let's just say President Biden or something like that, he was just like, we're going to like scrap all the white Jesus signs and stuff like that away. And we're going to make his sparkle.
Oh my God. You know how much eruption would occur in this country.
They would go back to the Capitol with that noose again. And then
there's generations of family out there that all they know is that they're white Jesus. That's all there is. And even though they read the Bible back and forth and they say the description, It's white Jesus. Fuck all that. It's white Jesus. And could you imagine if that gets taken away from him officially?
You know what's crazy is like half the motherfuckers.
Right, another Capitol Hill storm.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, they'd push that noose back into the Capitol. Like,
they're infringing on my religious freedoms.
Yeah, now this motherfucker's trying to take our guns and Jesus from us. No, no, no.
I've had it.
You know what they probably said, though? They probably like, if Jesus would have had a gun, he never got hung up on that cross. Mm-hmm. You know, shit. But an AR-15 or whatever, that would have took his ass. You know, it's fun. I love the gun. The gun nuts, like, they always talk about, like, I keep these guns for just in case the government ever comes for my freedom and shit like that, whatever. But you never see them around when that shit happens, like tyranny and stuff like that. They only like show the guns when like stupid shit is happening or something like that. Be like when they were protesting. I remember a former buddy of mine. He got a penthouse suite, Cody. He rich. He balling and shit, right? This motherfucker's on his balcony on the penthouse suite that he lives in with his gun, talking about, I wish they'd come up here. And I'm just like,
and that's the thing. All these gun nuts. Nobody comes. Nobody worry about them. Why would it come to you? Why,
brother? You in your penthouse suite on the top fucking floor, and then, like, you should have seen it when he had the camera. You had to zoom in just to see these people were protesting.
Yeah, even the people down south, like the backwards motherfuckers. Like, who's gonna come after you? Other than people you messed up in your circle.
Yeah, ain't no.
It's gonna be in your circle because somebody else coming after you.
Don't nobody want your fucking guns, by the way. Like, that's another thing. Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah, we try to establish, like, gun laws, you know, so school shootings don't happen and shit like that, you know? But, I mean, because we, like, are the only country where school shootings occur.
Really are.
So, I mean, that should tell you something. But, like, you know, for some reason in their minds, they've been thinking for decades now that we just coming for the guns. Like, that's we got to take the guns. And we'll take the guns and the religion out of school. Because, you know, that's the other cause. Is like, everything went bad when they took religion out of school. They should have never took it out of there. And I was just like, I went to, granted, it was like first grade before I got transferred to public school. I went to like one of them, I think it was a Christian or Catholic school, whatever it was. That shit made me worse. I was getting in fights and shit. Like, I remember slapping the shit out of somebody one time, whatever. And I was just like, the power of Christ compels you, bitch. And I slapped the shit out of shit. I remember putting the dude's head in the toilet, talking about, hey, that's holy water for your ass right there. You know, I wasn't that bad for you. Well, maybe I was. Hey, that's not important, though. People, it is mix and match week, and matching and mixing.
About to say, it's just match this week, baby. Matching.
Ain't too much mixing on this mofo right here. It's a little bit of that matching, though, you know, because we got some.
Oh, I'm excited about today's show, my friend.
Yeah, well, you wasn't excited about last week? You was excited. Come on now.
No, I was excited. I'm more excited about this week because this bottle right here, I've had my eye on this one for a long time, and I haven't opened this one yet. Usually the bottles I use on this show, I've already kind of take a little cheat sip beforehand. Yeah. This one, I haven't cracked the seal yet.
I'm kind of the opposite. I usually buy bottles now just for the show, you know? So I don't open them occasionally until I get to
it. Well, but now I'm buying this particular show, for sure. That's all I buy. So this shit's pricey. I can't spend this much like that.
Yeah. So for me, usually every week when... most of the whiskey I've already had, but like when we do like tequila and mezcal or whatever months, I tried even the Armagnac I have for Armagnac month. I haven't opened those yet. I want to open one of them really bad. But I was like, I want to get my first impressions on the on the podcast, or whatever and stuff. So I'll probably because I might kill that bottle. So yeah, I try to save it for the show here, and I haven't cracked this one open either, even though I wanted to the other day. But I was like, I wait. Shit. I got enough liquor to fucking sustain my my patent abilities here or whatever and shit. like we Cody just said, it is mezcal month here on the last drop. And we're doing the matching and matching week here. And hey man, Pakistan loving that cool review, Cody.
They still loving it?
They still loving that cool. We number 34 in their charts, Cody, right
I love
now.
Pakistan, isn't it?
Hey, shout out. Shout out to USA. What are USA at? I don't see them on here, Cody.
Of course.
No, they're not on here. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. But just since that intro too, he's kind of shit on the US.
My fault, y'all dumb fucks. I mean, stupidity in this country. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I ain't saying I'm the smartest dude. I'm pretty stupid myself, but
yeah, but you got common sense.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing too. Sometimes it's not even stupidity; it's just common fucking sense. Yeah, common
sense. That's all it is.
You motherfucker, tell me he got wool hair and shit. I'm just like, that ain't no white dude, bro. Like,
clearly it's not. Yeah. I don't know how you get that mixed up or confused, but you know.
We've been in the Argentina charts for a month now. We in they top 100 still. We at number 31. Pakistan, we went down to 56, but that's all right. Italy, we still hanging in there. We at 87. You know, the good old jolly old UK, they love us over there. We 52. Asia, mainly Hong Kong area, we at 98. You know, we chilling, we coasting, baby.
Coming up, coasting on the come up.
USA, we number 20,406. No, I'm just fucking with you. I don't
even the fuck. Damn.
So much competition,
they
Cody.
Really hate us.
I know we funnier than Joe Rogan, non-funny ass. Come on now. That motherfucker in the top 10 every fucking week, dude. I'm just like trying to understand.
People love Joe Rogan.
I'm trying to understand this. Sometimes I just think it's like it's one of those things where it's just like I gotta listen to because let me see what stupid shit he say. You know, it's one of them kind of shows where it's just like, oh, I got to listen to it to see the controversy or something like that. Whatever, I digress. Anyway, though, Cody, you ready to sip on some mezcal?
I am ready, my friend.
Oh, my sister just sent a text message. She said, make sure you remind Cody. She wanted me to tell you that she said, fuck you and your team.
Damn, all right.
She said, y'all a bunch of losers and you lost me some money. So
man, that sounds like something a cowboy fan would say. that anger.
So her boyfriend, is a Raiders fan, and
that's unfortunate.
They
beat us. They beat us last game.
That's what she's talking about.
Yeah, Raiders. I know.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about. So
good for them. Good for them. It was a good game.
Yeah, it was a really good game. Yeah, and that crowd was that crowd was hype. I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there was any game I had to be at this year, basketball, baseball, football, man, I wish it was that one.
Mm-hmm.
That game, that crowd was just. That was electricity. I mean, people, we're talking about the first crowd in that new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Vegas. Man. Ooh, man. I mean, even so fine wasn't like that yet. I mean,
no, hell no. No, I got nothing. No, hell no.
Yeah, we wasn't nowhere near like that. I mean, I was watching that so fine, guys. I was just like, come on, where that crowd at? Where that crowd, where that electricity at? Where the goosebumps at and shit?
Yeah, Vegas, that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other atmosphere.
You would have thought that was a Super Bowl, Cody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, Raider fans, man, yeah, it's the most passionate fans. Well, other than the Cowboys.
I think Cowboys got them beat now.
They kind of go back and forth, but their fans' passion, about them, I do admire them. I hate both the motherfuckers, but Cowboys. I do admire their passion.
Cowboys lost, and they look at that as a victory.
Yeah, because it was a good game. They played a good game. Cowboys played a good game. But that's always the thing about the Cowboys, though. They always look good, but right when the moment counts, that last second,
yes,
they always fuck up somehow. Always. But Stephen A. Smith always says, what can go wrong will go wrong.
See, I think they looked fine, but let's be real. That Tampa Bay defense wasn't the same. And how many interceptions did they have? Like, it was four.
I gotta look that up again. I forgot.
Yeah, it was like four or five, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, okay. So it's just like, yeah. Look. I see a lot of praise in them Cowboys, but it's just like, yeah, but Tampa Bay also kind of fucked up. Like, let's just say if this was against another team, Cowboys probably. But to me, I looked at that and just said, well, how bad is the Cowboys? Because if you have five fucking interceptions and they still couldn't win this fucking game, it's just like, man, y'all couldn't clinch this? I mean, Brady damn near handing y'all. Like, they just like, hey, man, I'm giving y'all some shots to catch up here, and y'all just, you know, I mean, you fucking up here? Like, what's going on here? I mean, we know why the Ravens lost. Fucking them goddamn literally dropping the ball twice.
Yeah.
And the Raiders took charge of that. Mm. Cowboys couldn't take over 4 to 5 fucking turnovers, Cody? 4 to 5.
Yeah. Only make your own destiny in football. Cowboys do that every year. They make their own destiny every fucking year.
Oh, yeah.
There's always the Cowboys beating themselves, usually.
Because Jerry Jones is a star of that team.
Cowboys beating themselves.
Because Jerry Jones is a star of that team. You know, mm-hmm. he's the quarterbacker, he's the owner, he's the GM, he's the coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, jack of all trades.
He's got three radio shows, Cody. he's got Jerry World, you know. But yeah, look at it this way.
I think he might own all of Texas by now.
I think he kind of does, yeah.
Well, him and Mark Cuban, at least.
He's going to get rid of Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban ain't shit to Jerry Jones. I believe Mark Cuban's going to die before Jerry Jones. You know that, right?
Yeah, probably.
Jerry Jones is like the Mr. Burns of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Cuban is his Smithers.
Yeah.
Okay, like, that's just how that works. Mark Cuban ain't shit to Jerry Jones. Like, no. Whenever they ask Jerry Jones about Mark Cuban, he goes, who? I don't know that motherfucker. Like, I'm gonna I'll buy his team if I want to. Like, yeah. I will buy him
out. Give me your Mavericks, goddamn it.
Shit. If they ever force Jerry Jones out, which they can't, but if they had the power to force Jerry Jones out, I'm almost certain he would buy the Mavericks. Like, I'm almost certain he would be like, I'll buy this fucking team right now. He's like,
and Mark Cuban would be stubborn as fuck. He'll probably crumble.
He'll buy he'll buy Luka. He'll be like, you want to come play football? He'd be like, man, that's a good kid, right? You want to come play football? Mm-hmm. Come over here and just kick this ball real quick. Let's see what you can do. You know, because mm-hmm. once Luka become like a really good star, Jerry Jones gonna be like, wait, we got a star in that? Hold on. When Jerry Jones hear the word star, Cody, he don't give a fuck what you do. You could be a wrestler, a UFC fighter. He just like, you want to play football?
You remember when I think Turner was about to retire? He signed like that one-day contract with the Mavericks.
Yeah.
I think he was like literally there on the bench. He had a jersey and everything. He didn't play. But yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
That's Jerry Jones for you, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, he ain't doing it. Yeah, planting seeds.
Oh, man, Jerry Jones. He's probably the most famous dude in the whole NFL, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely the biggest owner, obviously.
I mean, any sports, too.
Yeah, probably.
He's the most famous owner out of any sport team.
Yeah.
Shit, his team ain't a franchise. He the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But imagine this, though. It only took the Raiders 2 fumbles to take over that game, though. And it took, and the Cowboys couldn't do that in 5, Cody. So, yeah. I mean, what'd that tell you?
That game went to OT. The Ravens game? That shit was wild.
Yeah. The Cowboys couldn't do that in 5. I have people praising them and shit. I'm just like, man, can't win a game.
They're always probably going to be in contention for top of the NFC East. And they're always going to look good on paper. But mm-hmm. I'm telling you, when the moment counts, when it comes down to the wire, the Cowboys are the most unreliable fucking franchise on the planet. They haven't done shit in, what, over 20 years now?
They like something the Clippers. Like
yeah, exactly.
They're the Clippers of football. You know? they're the Clippers of football. And, you know what I mean?
I have such joy. It's literally every year the Cowboys fans do the same thing.
Oh, my God. We can do it.
I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting patiently. Just waiting.
When Brady handed them that loss, they were talking about a moral victory. I was like,
"Oh, I love it too." It's even so much better. Could you hear what Dak Prescott said to Tom Brady?
Oh yeah,
the game was over.
Yeah,
so we'll see y'all again.
See y'all again.
I'm like, yes, yes.
But did you?
I want to see the NFC Championship.
But did you see that look Brady gave him? Like, you'll see us again. Like Brady took that as like a.
He did that court. Who?
I thought he was going. I thought he was going to turn racist for a moment and say, "Nigga, what?" We'll see you again. Brady had to go back on stage and sit and think about that. That's how hard he was. Just sitting there, like, what does that mean? Well, he did a Doctor Strange on us. He went to the library. He started reading books and shit. He was like, "We'll see you again. We'll have to run this back." That motherfucker.
I really hope they do. And I really hope they do just crush their spirits, because it'd be like that close to the Super Bowl and just have Tom Brady just crush their spirits. I would love to see that.
I love where they're at in the NFC East right now. Where they at, Cody? Bottom. Bottom bitches.
Yeah, Eagles, Eagles won their game.
Yeah.
Who else?
They playing the Chargers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Or today, actually, in an hour from now.
Yeah. Oh, Washington won their game. Won their games, too.
Yeah, Washington won their game, too. Yeah.
Washington won, yeah.
So, and then, not to mention, more of their players are out too. So, yeah, come on. I mean, not that it would have made a fucking difference anyway. It's the Cowboys crying out.
Oh, yeah.
So, So I know on my side, we just had another injury and shit. And I'm just like, God damn, dude, this injury shit. we just can't get past this injury bug, can we? Like, I think our CB is out. Emmanuel Mosley, he's got knee injury.
Rains of pores.
Yeah. And I think we got another guy out, too, if I'm not mistaken. I'm like, all right. It's going to be another year for us where it's just like, well, we can stay healthy, I guess, then. But I wish I was in that crowd with the Ravens game and the Raiders game, because I love that. That energy was just – that was electric.
Yeah.
That was electricity right there. That was some exciting shit right there. And we all know Super Bowl here will be here in SoFi Stadium. Them tickets going to be higher than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I got a
And they're building that new bullshit arena for the Clippers too, right across the street.
$1.8 billion, Cody.
England about to be a clusterfuck.
I had saw that a tweet. I had to write a tweet out for that. I said $1.8 billion. So you mean to tell me we couldn't find a way to give that money to the homeless people or something like that, but we gave them to the Clippers? The Clippers. Here was my response to that $1.8 billion. I said $1.8 billion ? Should have just handed that money over to the homeless. Waste of money for even a basement team with fans that can't even fill up the Carson Mall, let alone an arena. $1.8 billion.
And that's all Steve Ballmer, man. He's got money to blow. That motherfucker.
That 4-5 about to be a nightmare. Like, I mean, it's already a shit show, but Inglewood, like you just said, oh my God. They might as well just call that shit Hollywood 2.0. You know, oh, actually, they're going to change that name soon. That name, I'm still.
They ain't going to be calling Inglewood no more. No.
Yeah, Inglewood got too much bad history. They're going to change that name. That shit's going to be called North Westchester. I guarantee you. Yep. Guarantee you. Whatever. It's just going to be like Harlem. They was calling that shit North Manhattan for the longest. The white people that moved up in there.
Yeah.
And shit. And I
remember that.
Manhattan. I was like, what? When I first heard that shit, I was like, where the fuck you live at then? And he was just like, I don't
know. Nowhere near Manhattan.
He's like, I don't live in Harlem. Well, where the fuck you live at then? North Manhattan. What? North Manhattan? Yeah. Yeah, it's North Manhattan. Oh, what's them big ass roaches right there? Oh, those are water bugs. Those. What's that big ass rat right there then? Whatever. That is a bunny rabbit, sir. So yeah, $1.8 billion, Cody.
A lot of fucking money.
Jesus Christ. And not only that, Cody, that's for a basement team.
On the bright side, they're finally vacating Staples Center. So they shut it down fucking 20 years ago.
I started thinking about it, Cody. I was trying to think, what are they going to put in that stadium? Like, because you know, when you go to Lakers Staples Center, I almost called it Lakers Stadium. Might as well just call it Lakers Stadium.
Might as well.
Yeah. When you go to Lakers Stadium and you walk through the halls, you see like Kobe's jersey, Shaq's jersey, Magic's jersey and shit. What the fuck they going to hang in Clippers Stadium?
Well, they got
you remember when they had
hold on. Oh, they made the Western Conference Finals last year. So, oh, you didn't get banners for that. Never mind.
They won too. Oh wait, no, they didn't win that.
Damn.
I guess they could hang Blake Griffin's jersey in the hallways, right?
Yeah,
he was there for a while, right?
Yeah, he was there for a while. Yeah. Ford McGetty, you know, the old classic Clippers, Elton Brand, maybe a Darius Miles.
My God.
Darius Miles. Katina Mobley,
I guess they could do that.
Yeah. I mean, they got to retire something, right?
I guess they can hang Kawhi's jersey up in there. I mean, Grant, he ain't done shit, but, you know, I mean, you got to win some rings and, you know, hit MVP at least or something to get a jersey hung, right, Cody? I mean, I thought that was just a standard there. So, maybe they'll hang some. Ram Stadium is right across the street. Maybe they'll hang Rams jerseys up there.
They'll borrow like Kawhi's Raptor jersey that he won a championship in, and it's kind of like the Clippers logo over it.
Okay,
so they have the essence of a championship in there.
Oh, okay, yeah. What is the memorabilia they're gonna hang like in the hallways of Cody? What about that? Ooh, because there's a lot of hallways.
A lot of it's got to be based on. Yeah, we're not in the basement anymore. We got our own home now. Moving on up. That's the route they got to take.
Maybe they should
deal with all that LA our way bullshit. So yeah, just take that route.
You remember that commercial Kawhi put up, the new king of LA, right?
Oh yeah, the king, the little keychain. Like, the fuck out of here.
You don't believe he's the new king of LA, Cody?
Shit, motherfucker, I ain't gonna play this season. I don't give a fuck about that.
Maybe they can hang that video up somewhere in the hallways.
Yeah, we can do that. Fell expectations.
Yeah.
All fell expectations.
That Poe team, dude, get the fuck out of LA. Just please, just leave.
Hey, I'm just at least away from Staples Center, at the very least. They did that, at least.
The only sadness,
they would get the fuck out of LA.
Yeah. The sadness that only brings this with their own stadium is they never leave in LA now.
You know, the sadder part, too, by the time the arena's done, Kawhi and PG, they ain't going to be there. 2024, they ain't going to be there in 3 years. The fuck? They ain't going to be there in 3 years.
You know, at this point, it's going to come up to Kawhi. It's going to be like, who wants his ass after a few, when that stadium's done? If he ain't won a championship by the end, they're going to be looking at him like.
Yeah, he better produce results, which he's not going to be able to, because obviously, you know, Lakers are in town. But yeah.
And not only that, though, the West, man, has gotten just significantly so much better now.
Well, shit. East is good, and West is, well, they've always been better. Better now, I guess, yeah.
They're even way better now, though. Yeah. I mean, we saw it this last previous season, like, you know.
Yeah, we got stacked teams, bro.
I mean, if it's not for injuries or COVID, if you can stay COVID-free and injury-free, man, I'm saying, like, you don't count Utah out, people. Don't count Dallas out.
Utah, Suns. If you saw Phoenix, they made it all the way. Get over the hump.
I mean, that's the thing, too. So, like, you know, all these teams evolved and gotten better. Meanwhile, Clippers just, you know, they're hanging out there, you know.
Yeah.
They're just there. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, it's Lake show up in this bitch right now. You know, we about to take that shit to the hole, baby. You know, and then we about to end, you know, we're going to end them Nets. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about the Nets. I'm not going to lie. I'm just like, they had this team last year. They didn't do shit with it. So they lost. The Giannis, okay? They lost, all right?
Yeah, I'm not going to make any excuses. Injuries, no injuries. They lost. Like I said, this year with Lakers, we lost.
Yeah, we lost. I'm sick of hearing this, whatever. And then I always hear these analysts saying, what's his name got injured? And I was like, hey, what's his name was still there? KD was still there, okay? KD was still there. If he's the best player in the fucking planet, whatever shit, why the fuck he couldn't beat Giannis?
Yeah, well, when you look at the stat sheet, the standard report, you know, you're not going to see, hey, almost made it. They could have made it if this, and this were.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that shit.
Milwaukee Bucks, 2021 NBA championship.
I don't want to hear that shit, dude. Yeah, and then
champions.
Fucking Harden was still there. James Harden was playing with KD. Yeah. Oh, he was a shell of himself. That's not my problem. That ain't my fucking problem. He decided to get his ass on that court, whether he was injured or not. I don't fucking know. Or he, you know, his fatness caught up with him or whatever the fuck it was and shit like that. I don't know what his issue was, but that's not my problem. At the end of the day, he still lost. I'm getting tired of these championships getting discredited because, you know, people, they discredit that Laker championship.
That bubble one. Yeah, they still talk shit about that.
And I hear a lot of people talking shit about them Bucks now. Oh, man. Well, you know, them injuries happened to the
oh, I'm sorry. They did what they were supposed to do? Take advantage of that? Forgive. I'm sorry, Bucks. You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, because I don't know if you look at the like stat sheets of like who's like going to make it to the finals on both sides. The Bucks ain't even considered the favorites in that shit. I'm just like, how they not considered the favorites? Like, did we not just see what they did? And don't get me wrong, they fucked up a lot too in that series, but they still won. So what does that tell you? All I keep hearing about is, oh, the Nets got three primetime shooters on their squad. I was just like, yeah, and they sure didn't show up against the Bucks. Okay. they lost. All right. God damn it.
Didn't do enough.
Didn't do shit or whatever and shit. Hey, look, I put them at a high stat sheet making it to the finals this year and shit. But I need to see them get past the Bucks because they sure as hell didn't do that this year. So
once I'm not counting the Bucks out. The former reigning champions. I'm not counting them out in the East. I'm not going to do that. I'm not gonna do that. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
That'd be dumb.
Yeah. If you're going up against a super team and you still kind of fuck up, mm-hmm. but you still beat them, man, you got to get some kudos for that, man. It's just mm-hmm. like, you know, it's like, hey.
Yeah. They went in there and they did what they were, same thing with Phoenix. They went in there and they did what the fuck they were supposed to. That's why they made it to the finals. And they didn't beat the Bucks, but that's why they made it as far as they did, because mm-hmm. they did what the fuck they were supposed to do. Simple as that.
Championship caliber team right there. So, because mm-hmm. I know Giannis has been getting a lot of, oh, he ain't shit to KD and stuff. And just like,
yeah, Giannis is the best player in the world right now. Yeah, I'm saying it. I'm a huge fucking LeBron fan. I'll say it right now. Giannis is the best player in the fucking world right now.
Hey, I'm a Laker fan, but I'll give credit when credit is due. And the Bucks, mm-hmm. hey, they were the most dominant team of yep. last year because they won the yep. chip. So,
yeah, as far as I'm concerned, everybody's chasing Giannis right now.
Not KD though. He the best player in the world. Because did you see how he played in the Olympics, Cody? Don't nobody give a fuck about how anybody played in the Olympics. Like, half the players didn't even want to fucking play in the Olympics. So like, what'd that tell you? So, oh man. But anyway, I'm looking forward to this season. I'm looking forward to the I'm looking forward to seeing how the
craziness. Storylines. Oh my god.
I'm looking forward to
opening night against the Warriors. That shit is gonna be fire. Can't wait.
I'm looking forward to seeing how the Hawks and the Golden State Warriors I'm just looking forward to see how the Golden State Warriors play, but I'm looking forward to seeing how the Atlanta Hawks improve their game from last year.
I think they overachieved last year. Good for them though.
Yeah. But
they're not gonna do what they did last year. that's not
unfortunately,
gonna
yeah.
That's I'm bad. Also but I'm also, I like that squad though.
Yeah, I think I got more curiosity on the East than I do the West, to be honest. I'm curious about the Sixers. I want to see what they do too.
Oh, Ben Simmons, that whole situation.
I'm super curious about that now. The only West I'm concerned, not just because I'm a Laker fan, is the Lakers, obviously. I just want to see how that team plays or whatever and stuff. But I kind of already know what the rest of the teams bring to the table, but the East, they got my curiosity a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I'm curious to see if the Knicks can keep their momentum, the little bit of momentum that they had.
They won't.
Yeah, they won't, but no. I'm curious. I am curious about the Hawks. Like you said, I think they overachieved a little bit more, but I still have a little faith in that team that can do something. Not go to the finals, but I feel mm-hmm. that they can do something. Sixers, I'm curious. The Bucks, I want to see how well they play.
I want to see how Miami responds.
Too. Oh, yeah.
Miami still got a good squad there. They were just the chip 2 years ago. So yeah. They still got a fight left in that tank.
I'm more curious about every team's minus the Nets, to be honest. I already expect to know what they can do. It's like y'all got three primetime shooters here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all should be guaranteed to the fucking finals. Yeah,
their issue, they just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's pretty much every team issue. Yeah,
pretty much every team. Then Lakers, health is an issue. I don't think to the Nets extent, though, because those dudes, they had fucking catastrophic shit. The only one on our team that had like catastrophic shit like that is Anthony Davis, probably.
Yes, because I remember saying when Anthony Davis started playing well in the play, I was like, man, if he could stay healthy, we got a chance here.
And then Anthony Davis, he's that dude. He gets gimped up every fucking game. He always tweets something.
And you know, and after we won that chip in 2020, I was the main one saying Anthony Davis about to win MVP when we go back this year. And then them injuries just. Mm-hmm.
You saw that schedule. Like, wait, we got to play in like a month and a half. We get like
that brother did not fucking stay healthy at all and shit. And it was just like, hey, it is what it is. But fuck, dude. I hope this year him and LeBron, well, more so LeBron, he like questions his gameplay of how many games he should be playing.
I think the minutes are going to be staggered more. Especially you got our Westbrook on there. He's going to be the workhorse. That motherfucker, he ain't going to stop playing. He's going to play
that. He's going to play every fucking game, which is great.
That's just Russell Westbrook.
We need that. That is fucking fantastic. I'm happy for that. Let Westbrook play all them non-playoff mm-hmm. games. Get his ass in there and just dominate the court. Because like you said, that motherfucker is a workhorse.
Mm-hmm.
He will play through a broken knee.
Mm-hmm. And he's not really injury prone like that either. So that's even better. But he's durable.
But everyone says he has such an attitude issue. And I'm just like, you know, him and LeBron are buddies.
Paramount were champions.
Yeah.
That's why I keep saying, oh, I don't know about the fit. Motherfucker, these are three superstars know how to play basketball. I don't give a fuck. You get the best available player.
Hey, and let's not count out
that shit work.
Let's not count out Melo, too. He had a sweet ass 3-point range.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
he's going to be great for us off the bench.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a great off the bench.
He's going to be the
role player. I love our bench more so than last year. Our bench is looking just sweet, man. Shit, we can get up in there. We can hit that, man. I'm telling you, that bench. And look, I see Westbrook. I saw LeBron. They're hanging out with Nas right now. They're having brunch on Sundays, Cody. You know what I'm saying? They getting ready, Cody. They having brunch on Sundays. Cody. Brunch on Sundays, Cody. Now, Cody. LeBron and Westbrook, they having brunch on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Cody, I don't need. When I saw that, I said, that's champs, right? Champs. I was just like, Grammy, champs. Mm-hmm. Grammy and champs. I saw nothing but gold right there, Cody. I said, I see a Grammy album right here, and I see two champs right there. I said, oh, my Lord. I said, Nas just predicted the future with this shit right here. And, Cody, they had motherfucking brunch on Sunday, Cody. What is better in life than brunch on Sunday?
Please tell me. Not many things, sir.
Brunch on Sundays is fucking amazing, people. It is the best goddamn thing you can fucking do in life, okay? I'm saying it right. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Brunch is the best time to drink. It is the best time to eat. You get that champagne scrolling, Cody. You get them drinks, them cocktails rolling through. And next you know it, you sipping oysters and you like, holy shit, I spent $300 now. Hey, I saw that. I told Lunatic, I said, get that Negro Cody, get your white suits on, whatever. We going brunching on Sundays. And if we good enough, maybe AD will come join us in. That nigga get that brunch on Sundays with us in. We get LeBron and Westbrook up in there. I got them Escobar cigars. We'll smoke some cigars. Man, my white suit looking, it's pressed and clean right on that door right there. It's ready, Cody.
Oh,
it's
so fresh and so clean, baby.
Yeah. Bottles of Bellini, you know, pouring nonstop, whatever. That motherfucker Lunatic told me I don't do well with white suits. I spill ketchup. I said, well, nigga, we gonna throw your ass out like Jazz then, okay? You are not fucking up my brunch on Sunday, okay? God damn it. It's important to me, okay? That's how you know Nas is older in his age now. He's rapping about having like the best time of his life is brunch on Sundays now. It's just like, yeah. I feel you on that now. It's like,
yeah. I've come over the years to appreciate brunch more. So yeah, I kind of see where he's coming from. Brunch is quite spectacular.
I love brunch. That's my favorite. Like,
I know you've been on brunch for a while. Yeah. I know you.
Like he said in that video, it's my favorite day of the week. Mm-hmm. It is my favorite day of the week. I'm having and when he was describing the food and drinks, I said, shit, I'm about to have a brunch on Friday, bro. If you keep fucking with me like this right now, you know what I'm saying? you keep on singing that shit, man. He's talking about like women, hot ass women up in there and shit. And, you know, I saw LeBron and Westbrook. I was like, this is a hell of a fucking brunch on a Sunday. Crab cakes and shit, Cody. I was like, God damn, hold on.
Oh, then they brought the crab cakes? Damn.
Shit. You know you fat.
That's all y'all doing. Okay, shit.
Yeah. He had multiple choices of champagne and shit, Cody. I was just like, look at that. That Don P. Crystal. I was like, what the fuck? Hold on. Escobar cigars and shit. I was like, God damn. Why'd you made a nigga broke? Why? Why? What did I do to you? Like, I hear that's like bad to pray for, like praying for like riches and shit like that, but I do that shit every night. I'll be like, it's your favorite civilian.
Could you get your shit together and give me some fucking money?
Sound like that dude. What the fuck is his name?
My friend.
I forgot his name. Just give me some fucking money, please. Just give me some fucking money, please.
Goddamn money.
Goddamn. I just need to Pat Robinson. There we go.
Pat Robinson.
Just give me some fucking money, please. Please. Goddamn, I need some money. I need more money, is what I'm trying to say, guys. I need more money. I'm trying to have brunch on Sundays in white suits with fucking LeBron and Westbrook, okay? All right.
Yeah, that's all we want.
Shit, I don't even know what the fuck we talk about. I don't give a fuck, really. I just want to smoke fine cigars and fuck my lungs up even more. You know, that's all. Shit. Anyway, Cody, what are we sipping on today? What are you drinking over there, sir?
Oh, man, today we got a beggar right here, my friend. We got something special. So this is from Can of Wine. This is a store pick. No, my favorite store. Probably one of your favorite stores too, I would imagine.
Probably, yeah.
Yes, this is their
Mob. I'll say this. It's the most respectable one, that's for sure.
That's very true. Very true. This is their Mob Yang Papalote, bottle one. It's one of the bottles. There's only 120 of these bottles. And I have one of them.
I have one of those too, actually.
Do you? Yes. Oh, very nice.
Dope. I actually have that too. That was the bottle I just picked up last
week. So, yeah, this is the black tape, Tomas Emiliano Gutierrez Chilapa de Alvarez. Yeah, so
that's probably why we can never do mezcal and tequila for a weekly basis, people. Is we don't speak Spanish and we don't fuck up a shit.
Yeah, we do not speak Spanish.
Yeah, I'm looking at this bottle right now, going like, "How you pronounce this shit?"
Yeah, so I've been eyeing this bottle for a long time. Yeah. I just didn't want to pull the trigger on it because I wanted to get because I was talking about like Damage and Romanero, the one I did last week,
and they're already expensive as it is.
Yeah, and then I remember I was in San Diego Old Town, I think it was like a month ago.
Yeah,
with my girl, and I saw this bottle at the bar. I was like, man, that's a cool looking fucking bottle. What is that? It turned out it was the Malbien black tape. They have a black tape, a green tape, and they have another one too. Forgot.
So I think that
is there a red tape?
Is it red? I'm blind, so I can't pay attention to the colors and shit. So
man, I don't know, but yeah, man, I am very much looking forward to this one. I can't wait. So
you didn't have it at the bar?
No, I didn't. I had because I think it was tequila, natural tequila day that day. So they had like a special. So I just tried a bunch of tequila. I think it was tequila, or maybe I had mezcal. I forgot what it was. But I had like a flight of some stuff. No, I didn't try it.
Okay.
So yeah. So just pulled sealed off. I'm about to try it for the first time today. So while I'm doing that, what bottle you got today, my friend?
You know what's crazy? Before I open mine or whatever, you know what's crazy about bottles today is compared to back in the day is, man, these, you don't even have to buy bottles anymore. The fucking bars like mostly have a lot of this shit on shelves now.
They do.
You know, even if it's like fucking store picks, random stale selects or whatever it may be, man. Yeah,
this already just smells fucking
I'm just amazed with some of these bars and stuff like that. Well, I wouldn't say amazed, but I'm thankful now that these bars have like stepped in. Cause I remember there was a time. God, I can't remember, but I remember there was a time me and you used to like bitch at some of these. It might have been right when we first started doing this show, honestly. Or maybe it was before that. But like some of these bars, they just didn't have shit on the shelves, Cody. Like I remember we would just look at this shit and go like, Jesus.
Yeah, that shit like dilapidated. We felt sorry for them.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I just felt sorry for them.
Yeah, it wasn't a thing like when you go to a liquor store and you get pissed off and shit. But it is when you go to a bar and they don't have shit. And it's just like, why would I pay $10 for this? Why would I pay $15 for that? You know, I mean, especially now, you know, you're looking at like, I don't know, let's just like a Knob Creek or something like that. It's like, why the fuck would I pay $12 for a pour for that when I can just get the bottle for like $30 or something like that? You know, I mean, but like now that they're actually having like high quality shit on there. Cody, I'm going to butcher the name of this, but I'm going to try my best.
Go ahead. Try it, man. Try it.
I hope this is how you pronounce it, but every time I've said it in stores to people that I've talked to about mezcal when I go whiskey hunting and shit, they never correct me. They just say, oh, no, that is, and stuff. So I'm just like, they must be cooperative.
Oh, yeah, okay. Give crack, man.
The Bozal and Ensemble Mezcal Artisanal Espadín Barrel Mexicano.
I think. That didn't sound too bad.
Yeah, I try. I've been practicing all week. just like yours, this was one of the first bottles of mezcal I bought because I just love the decanter.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Love this decanter. It's got like this ceramic pot still.
It looks like wood.
Yeah, it feels like it too, though, honestly. But it's ceramic.
I love that bottle.
But I love when I started reading the details about it, like they handmade created this too, whatever, as far as the ceramic goes. And like, I gotta say this right now, I'm gonna say it right now, even for tequila, you Mexicans are crazy. You motherfuckers are crazy. I've been hearing some stories about like how y'all make y'all bottles and shit. When I went to
Just the process of just making the mezcal tequila, period, man.
That's
insane.
Fuck the liquid. I'm talking about the bottles they sell and shit.
Yeah.
They're
the craziest bottle designs. Like you look at tequila mezcal designs, those bottles, it's fucking insane. Like I have right here.
There's one.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's one. I don't remember the name of it, but like you know those little beads that you. God, I don't know. I saw a few bottles that they hand put each bead on there and shit. And I was just like, y'all fucking crazy. That looked like a lot of work. I ain't doing that on nobody. What was yours that you had over there?
Oh yeah, because. Me and my girl, we went to a spot on Hammer called the Chicken Coop, and we wanted a shot of Mandala, and it was like at the bottom of the bottle. So it's getting a fucking bottle. So yeah, this one right here. I'm sure you've seen this one before.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, they have more of those where they insert the beads on them and shit like that. And I was just like,
this is crazy. Look at this.
People, you got to fill that bottle though. It's not about the look of it. You got to fill it. Like, it feels
handcrafted. Detail and the care in this. Yeah. This is the Vendala tequila again, folks.
Yeah, Mexicans are crazy with the way they put their
details. This shit was delicious, by the way. But yeah,
that's some good shit. Tequila Ranch guy opened it up for me. It was really good, but the handmade craft detail on that is just crazy. This one's the same thing. It's got like the ceramic pot still. I was telling Cody when I first showed him this, it's like, how the fuck do I put that cork back in? I was like, I'm afraid to open this. This has got like a tape
strip. Open it. It's too pretty.
Yeah, it's so pretty. Yes, yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and pop that open too. Oh, never mind. It's got like a, you can't see it, but it's kind of like. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you can kind of put it back on. It's like a little ridge.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very light too. It feels fake, but yet it's not though. So, oh damn, that smells sweet as shit.
Mine smells real savory.
Jesus,
mine's like super savory.
Damn,
got some bright citrusy notes on there too. Slight vegetal. Man, like a green pepper.
Yeah, that shit poured like water, Cody. Mm-hmm. That shit poured like water.
That shit looks so clean.
Yeah.
On the camera for some reason.
Clean as shit.
Like crystal. That looks insane.
I'm about to say, is that
look at my shit compared to your shit. See that? Your shit is like crystal, bro.
Yeah. Holy shit. Water.
That shit came straight from the heavens. That's what that shit looks like.
When I poured that shit, that looked like, you know those old decanters, speaking of Jesus, back in the Jesus time, when they had them ceramic pots, they pour water.
Oh, yeah,
That's what that looked like when pouring it.
That's insane.
Oh, man, it's got a little smoke on it, but it's like heavenly sweet on there. Oh, I'll let you get into your review on there, Cody. Oh.
Mm. Yeah, so citrusy, earthy, savory. Like I said, I always go back to that Pechuga, the Damagi. Nothing's going to be quite as meaty as that, but you do get a little smoky. Not really char, per se. More like a... Oh, now I'm getting a hint of sweetness there. I can't pinpoint what that is. Is it a hint of sweetness?
That's funny because on the... I think mine is on the opposite now, where it started off being sweet, the lingering, more lingers.
Now more of the sweetness is opening up.
The more it's in this glass, the more it's like got to like
this. Yeah, you know that sticky Mexican candy, like the tamarindo.
Yeah, tamarindo.
That's kind of what I'm getting.
This one, the more it lingers in the glass, it has a little bit more of a.
There's a lot going on. That's what I love about this call, man. The noses, they always have so much going on.
This one has more like a leathery smell now.
Leather, interesting.
Yeah, like it's starting to, the sweetness is, now I wouldn't say fading away, still there, but now it's starting to like meld into the other. It's got like this leather clay smell.
Man, and I can nose this all day. It's not burning my nostrils, nothing.
I had serious allergies yesterday. This is kind of helping, to be honest.
Man, this smells great. I'm going for the taste. Oh my God.
Well, he's not just your God, Cody. Come on now. Don't be selfish. What's wrong with you, dude? Like, my God, too. Shit, I pray to him every night.
Okay, the front. Let me warm myself. Hold on. Man, it's so crazy because it's like a. It's not like. You know how usually with flavor profile, you usually get the front, the middle, and the back. This one. The front and the middle is kind of blend in, and it's amazing the way they do it. On the back end, I'm just getting a ton of like earthy, like tobacco and leather on the back end. The front, though, oh my God, it's hard to pinpoint.
That's funny.
Shit exploding.
That's funny because that's the nose scent I'm getting now off mine. Just like the tobacco, clay, leathery smell and shit.
Yeah, maybe like a little icing. Like a birthday cake kind of sweetness, a lot of smoke. It's not really meaty, but it's like a slight hint of char to it.
Yeah,
Yeah, those vegetable notes not really coming out, but I do get like kind of like a marmalade-y kind of sweetness.
Would you say veggie notes?
Yeah, vegetal.
Oh, vegetal. Okay,
like the green bell pepper. Okay, I was smelling it. But I'm really gonna get it in the palate. Man, that's interesting though.
All right. Well, before you give your rating, I'll let you finish that, and I'll get into mine. And so mine was apparently won some awards. I'm not really sure, but I remember seeing it on the tag that it scored 100 points by the tasting panel that they had. Each judge on there gave it 100 points. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit. I was like, that must be like fine ass mescal then or whatever. I kind of already gave the note, the tasting, I mean, the sniff notes there or whatever. So I'm going to go ahead and go into the. That shit tastes so fucking pure, like clean energy on your teeth. What the fuck was that? I gargled it in the front of my mouth before I sipped it, and I was just like, what the fuck is that hitting my teeth right now? Hold on, I think that clears yellow shit stains, Cody.
Yellow shit.
Shit. I'm going to go drink a ton of coffee right now just to get my teeth yellow and drink this. It wipes it out for you, Cody.
I'll say it looks so pure in glass. That makes sense.
It fucking tastes pure. I think it's holy water, Cody. Holy shit. It's got a little spice on the palate, on the back part of the palate. The front of it is just like clean, refinanced energy, Cody. I mean, it damn near tastes like water on the front of it. And then it gets into some spice territory. And then towards the finish, it gets a little toasty. That's when you get more of the leathery taste of it. It's kind of like robusto in its intensity. Where kind of like yours, it kind of just splatters. It doesn't just stay in one rail, whatever, and shit. It's not a word I really use on my reviews, but it tastes very exotic too. It's got like these rich earth tones. Holy shit. It's earthy as fuck, dude.
I gotta somehow do a blind taste test with all these mescals I've had recently, because they all bring something different to the table. I always thought like the ones that preceded, they always got better and better and better.
You want your ass back?
Yeah.
I got it still here. I mean,
I got my sleeping man. I got to turn that into R. Kelly, man. No. Eye holes out.
Just put that. You know he's wearing that mask in prison a lot now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Like, put the mask on, bitch. Yeah. This, it has like a savory smokiness to it, too. Mm-hmm. Rich earth tone, smoky. Oh, man. Oh, this is clean and smooth. I love the medium linger that it has there, too. It's pretty medium.
Yeah. I would say mine's in the same realm, too.
Yeah. I don't think I've had a mezcal that lingered pretty, like, strong or that had a strong intensity or anything like that.
Yeah, strong after effect.
Yeah. They usually seem to be well-balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I've only had like fucking four mezcals,
right?
So please, people, take that with a grain of salt there when I say they all pretty, the ones I've had taste pretty, you know, well balanced. Then again, I'm spending a good amount of money on some of these bottles, so it fucking better be well balanced. Yeah. You know, like,
yeah, the more I'm sipping on this one now, the more it just seems to hang on the middle of the tongue.
Yeah.
As opposed to the front and then the finish. The finish, it dissipates like that now. Mm-hmm. Front, I'm only gonna get shit. This is all middle right now.
All middle.
No more sip on it.
My finish. Still about the same.
Mm-hmm.
The front part of the palate, I don't really get shit. I think I'm somewhat similar to yours. Mine is more.
Yeah, it's just, I just take another sip, just middle.
Yeah, mine is more middle and finished. The front end of it, there's no. It tastes like just rich.
I would say that'll probably be my knock against it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you got to have a good finish.
Yeah, because I'm comparing it to last week's Real Monero, and that one had a clear beginning, middle, and finish.
Mm-hmm.
This right here, the overall flavor, maybe better, but I like the journey that Real Monero one takes you on.
Yeah.
That's where I would give that one the edge. And this was not, the flavor is not like heights above the Real Monero. It's just like maybe a smidgen above.
You got any citrus notes on your?
It's light. It's not really citrus. Like the one I had last week, probably more citrus. It's not really too prominent.
Mine is on the finish. My citrus.
It's real slight. It's real slight.
Mine on the finish, it just kind of lingers in the throat. The citrusy.
I thought more it was like a. You know when you make carne asada and you use like lime or orange. That's kind of what it reminds me of. Yeah, that kind of citrusy.
Mm. So the Spanish term for bozal is wild.
That's what it means?
Yeah. I was trying to think. The one I had last week, I think the Spanish term for that means like foggy, like smoky, smoke and foggy and stuff like that. And I've been looking the names up to see like where the Spanish term for it comes and see if like it follows like the taste notes of it. I do agree with the one last week. I don't know if that would be the key example I would use for that one. If you were not the one, not last week, the one I had
on, two weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah. And this one means wild. I don't know if I would kind of go with that. I mean, I'm no Mexcal expert or nothing like that, whatever, but I would say that this one seems kind of balanced well. I don't know if wild is the one I would like, because I'm hearing wild, I'm just like, whoa, like what the fuck is this and that or whatever and shit. I mean, this one's kind of, I think if you sip this, you know what you're getting out of it. It's nothing like crazy. I'm just defining the word wrong, wild or itself, whatever. But
we've sipped this what, like 10 minutes now, something like that.
Close to 10 minutes? I'd probably say
now it's just, I mean, like it's a good amount of sweetness. It's not like cloningly sweet, but now it's just a good amount of sweetness, like that. That birthday icing kind of cake thing I was going with.
And I've been taking I wouldn't say small, I'm like a little small.
That's all. That's crazy. Because this shit's evolving. Okay, now that I appreciate. So now I might get some pointers from me.
You probably need to pour another glass, man.
Yeah, I probably am.
Yeah, pour another glass. Let's just see. Yeah, continue that trend. I'm taking small to medium sips here just to figure out what's the
crazy.
Power.
All right. You see, this is the thing about these spirits, man. I keep forgetting how much these things evolve throughout the duration when you're sipping.
The spices on this one, it's starting to range now. The spices on this one are starting to not just stick in one place. They're kind of going all over my mouth now.
Yeah, that's because I have residual, like a pepper, black pepper spice.
Yeah.
I'm not really getting on the palate, but once the end of everything's done, down the throat and esophagus and all that, it's like lingering, like black pepper.
That's kind of finish. That's funny because I'm getting it on like my gums area, like on the top part.
This is all around my tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like the lower jaw. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting it on the upper jaw area and then around on the sides and shit like that. Like a bunch of it might have been black pepper too.
Oh, right? Yeah. This is delicious. I love the way this is routing itself out now.
That's why I always say
my palate is getting acclimated to it.
That's why I always say finish your glass before you review it.
Yeah.
Wow, you got to.
Okay.
It's only fair.
Yeah. All right.
Keep sipping.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, keep sipping.
All right. See that, but that's what I appreciate. They're both going from different things. Like the Real Monero, that was a completely different experience compared to this. This one is just constantly evolving. The Real Monero, it didn't do that. It had a clearer finish, middle, and end. I would give a pointers for that. But as far as like the evolution throughout the pour, no, it doesn't stand a test. No, this one's on a whole nother level.
With this one, funny. If you let it linger in your mouth or whatever, just swirl it around, it's got like this clean smokiness to it. It doesn't just stick around on the finish or whatever. It's almost like clean, efficient burning fuel. Whatever you can think of that, like, you know, can help climate change, that's basically what this bottle is. It's got clean fuel in it, Cody.
So now that I pour that fresh little pour, I'm getting all those familiar notes back in that, like the leather tobacco finish again, and then the Marvelady sort of like charry. That's all coming back now.
You know what?
Interesting. Interesting.
This is like propane to the charcoal I had the other day. You want clean, efficient fuel, people. You get some propane.
There it is. Get that bozal. Those are mezcal.
I like it. I'm not crazy about it as far as like, oh my God, you got to go out and get this. But I like it a lot. Now, granted, my non-craziness appeal goes to it because I've only had like fucking four bottles of mezcal here. So if you ask me for my recommendation of what to get, I would say go ahead and get the Bozal. But honestly, I would probably say, don't ask me about mezcal recommendations until I had at least about 20 bottles or something
right,
like that.
Right, right, right.
I'm pushing probably at 5 bottles total here. And I'm sipping this and going like, I really like this a lot. Is it the top of the mezcal food chain? How the fuck would I know that, honestly? It's got 100 points from every reviewer at that note here. And I can see that, too, because this comes off pretty smooth. It's clean. It's got all your notes that you want as far as it's got that citrus flavor. It's smoky. It's got clean, the cleanliness to it. It's got this leather ceramic taste to it as well. The finish is medium. So it doesn't linger like too strong. It just sits there and your throat and esophagus there. The palate, there's nothing on the top part except for cleanness, but on the end there, you get all your bacon spices and stuff like that. So, I mean, those are all winners for me. I mean, I don't know. I have a hard time reviewing when we do the tequila, mezcal, and probably Armagnac too. Since
because we still get acclimated to it.
Yeah,
so, we're still trying to figure out what's what.
Easy with whiskey
and mezcal.
It's easy with whiskey for me and beer for you because shit, we've been drinking it for fucking almost a decade now. So
it will be a decade for me in October. Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's over a decade for me. So. You know, getting into these new spirits and sipping on them now, I mean, we're probably sipping in these months that we do it like 4 bottles at the most, per se. Cody's starting to drink more mezcal outside of the show itself, so he's got that edge over me. He's probably pushing at about 10 bottles.
Shit, I wish. I got around like 5 of you.
Okay.
I just try more.
Yeah, so... Oh man, ratings are always more difficult with these when you're not the expert.
Yeah, I think I got my rating.
What you got, Dan? What you getting?
I'm gonna give this
wrap up.
Oh, sorry.
Story here and throw us your.
Sorry. Well, I already spoiled it. I'm gonna give this a 3.5. I like where this goes. When it opens up a lot. Give it like 5 to 10 minutes. See the evolution. See where it goes before you give me your final rating because. I like the journey this takes me on. It's different from any other mezcal I've tried in the past. It might not be the best journey per se. It might not have like a clear beginning, middle, and end. Like Real Monero had. I still think that's the best one I've tried thus far, overall mezcals. And like compared to like the Pechuga, that's just like all in your face. That's just like all out salt. Like, oh, you want mezcal? Here you go, bitch. Boom, take that shit.
Yeah. Bad boy.
And Tabala is like more like an entry level sort of thing. It's more balanced, more nuanced. I like that. Real Monero, I think that's the one. I think that's the one that gives you a little bit of everything. This one here, I like the evolution this one takes. And I like to see where this can go. Maybe in the future, maybe when I do like a blind taster, I'll like this one more than the Real Monero. We'll see. I don't know. It could change. But as of right now, 3.5 for me for the Mambien. Green tape or black tape. Sorry, black tape. That's what I'm hinging on.
It's funny. We have two different bottles here, and yet I feel like our reviews are somewhat similar in some other ways or another as far as how we think here. To steal some phrases from you, I don't think there's a journey here with this one. And it's delicious. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to say it, but there's no like journey here where it's
and
like.
I'm sorry to cut you. I just got a distinct fruit right there. It just keeps evolving.
What fruit are you getting there?
It was like a berry note almost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's insane. I didn't even get that at all before.
piggyback off of you. Hell, I might love this in the future when I drink more mezcal. Mm-hmm. Or actually, knowing with me, the more I tend to drink, the ones I've had previously tend to not be my favorites. At least that's how it's been with whiskey per se or whatever. I go like,
Yeah, but wouldn't that also be the case though? You didn't really start off with the high end stuff starting out,
this,
right?
This is very true.
Whereas the mezcal, we just dove straight right
in
there. Like,
you know, it's crazy because in whiskey, I kind of did start off in high end stuff. It just wasn't considered high end stuff at the time. It wasn't considered high end stuff until fucking, well, we're talking like 5 years ago, maybe. So, you know, so at that point, it was just like, oh, that's it. I mean, I've never had high end cognac. I mean, I've had high end cognac.
I've never had high end cognac.
If you catch my drift,
I've never had it.
You were just talking about bottle design. Cognac's got crazy bottle designs when it gets into like those thousands of dollars, man. That Louis,
it's all the places outside the U.S.
That Louis the 13th, I want that bottle so bad. I mean, that's that crazy ass.
You got me curious.
Have you never seen this bottle? Oh, that bottle is like, I think it's like $3,000. I think it's Louis the 13th. I might got the year wrong, whatever, but I think it's Louis the 13th. Yeah, cognac. That bottle's.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah. Damn. $3,799.
Yeah, I ain't getting that bottle, hunko.
That's a fire out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Damn, look at that, man.
Dude.
Look at the little pen in the middle, little coin, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, dude. And you should hold it, too. It's heavy as fuck.
It looks heavy. Yeah. What's that little tab or something?
Yeah. Cody, Total Wine had a miniature bottle of it. You know how much the miniature was? It was $600.
Shit, what? 1,000? Oh, yep, shit. Okay. Yes. Better than
I was like, man, I'm never going to get this bottle, am I? Can't even get the fucking miniature, huh?
Damn. $3,799.
Yeah, that ain't never going to happen.
No. A fire ass bottle, though.
You should look up the Hennessy.
Oh, they got the Remy Martin edition. You seen that one?
Yeah, don't even get me started on that one.
Christ.
Yeah.
The Black Pearl edition.
Oh, yeah. Woo! You're not beating cognac when it comes to their bottle displays, Cody. Like, you just...
Or their prices.
Oh, well, cognac is the most expensive spirit of all time because of...
$80,000 for that Louis XIII Black Pearl.
Yeah.
That is a bomb. That bottle, that's one of the greatest bottles I've ever seen, but shit.
Yeah. Because cognac... You know, we need to do a cognac month, too. We got to do a cognac month.
Oh, yeah. We can get into that.
We should do that. Shit, I would say next month if we had the bottles already, but...
Yeah,
but that's gonna take some time. Cognac's the most expensive spirit in most parts because of just how much they age and just the process. The process of making it is just a bitch and a pain in the ass, from what I heard. That's why the bottles are so limited. The decanters are more rare, and the spirit itself. Hey, look up that Hennessy Paradise Rare cognac brandy.
Hennessy Paradise Rare.
It's Paradise without an E. And it's Paradise Red. That bottle is sexy. It's got curves, Cody. It's got curves. It's beautiful, Cody. You got to see it in person. But we can't afford that either.
Oh, yeah. I like that bottle. That was cool.
It's sexy, though, isn't it?
It is. It looks like a pear.
Yeah. It does. It
like a pear-shaped bottle.
Like a sexy New York Latin woman, right?
Paradise.
I'm never gonna get that bottle either. That's $1,500, Cody.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I only reason I know about that bottle is because I was looking for a nice Hennessy bottle with my Escobar cigars, and I got two nice ones. They were limited edition, created by an artist and stuff like that. They were cool. Those are dope, but I was like, oh, that Paradise bottle, I got to find it. And so I was looking up the prices. I was just like, well, I ain't getting that bottle.
I don't find it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm cool with spending $200 to $300, whatever. But
oh, yeah. You got me. Yeah. I can fuck with that.
But fuck $1,500. Man. Damn. They got a 1 liter of that Louis the 13th. That shit is
1 liter?
Yeah, it's 10 grand. Man. Ooh. Oh man, I'm never gonna get that. But
if you had that bottle, how often would you pop that open?
Never. Like, let's just say if you came on right now and said, "Man, I'd like to try that," I'd be like, "Well, you can keep on staring, but I don't know about trying." You know. You know when I would pop it? It would have to be like my wedding. What's another big event that happens in life, Cody? Like
wedding,
birth of a child, or whatever,
milestone birthday,
milestone birthday, like 50 years old, yeah, 50 years old and shit. Those would be like some of the events I would open that for if I had it. It would have to be
an Academy Award,
yeah. I'd open it right there on the set, be like, hold on, people, I pull that miniature out of my pocket and be like, I gotta pour this real quick. Hold on. win a Super Bowl, maybe, you know, or any championship for that matter, you know, any of those type of things. And, you know, well, shit, if I was a football player, I mean, if I'm winning Super Bowl, I'd probably have like 10 of these bottles actually. So I guess wouldn't be that important, to be honest. But yeah, it's like I had a wedding or something like that, or if I was getting married and I just wanted to like share it with my best men or something like that. There'd be that, like a birth of a child if I had one, or like you said, a milestone birthday. It's, those are just like examples of some events I'd open that bottle for. It's because those are like important, significant dates that like you'll never forget or something like that, you know. So those, but man, that's like the dream bottle right there, Cody. I've been looking at that bottle all year.
That's the one, Paradise.
Louis XIII. That's the. Is it 13? Yeah, it's
13.
You're 13. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the dream bottle. I don't know if I could see myself going to the bank saying, hey, I'd like to deposit or withdraw $4,000, please. And then going to a liquor store and be like, here's $4,000. I'd like that bottle right there. Could you imagine the tax on that bottle would be?
Oh, I don't know. I would not do that.
You imagine like it's an extra $300 and shit? You're like, oh, shit. Tax alone is $300.
Oh, sir.
Maybe with the Christmas bonus. Who knows? I don't know. But that right there is my dream bottle, Cody. That is that is the dream. That is the goal, and that is the want that I need to have.
I wonder if I have. I haven't thought about a dream bottle. Honestly, I got to think about that.
I got like five. But they're all like, all the dream bottles are expensive. I mean, that's part of the dream.
I already had the best beer in the world ever being made, so that's done. So it's other spirits and shit like that. I got to think about that.
My dream bottles only go into prices, shit that I know I would never pay. And it was like, yeah, I gotta have that bottle, though. Like, there's certain bottles I see at that price, and I go,
okay.
There's certain bottles I see at that price, and I go, I don't need it. But this one, I look at this one and go like, I don't need it, but I want that motherfucker. I want it bad too. I want it. I'm almost guaranteed I could probably get the Hennessy Paradise bottle before I even get this fucking Louis XIII one. Because $1,500, I mean, granted, that's a lot, but that's like, if I ever wanted to spend like $1,000 on a bottle, I'd be like, oh, that'd be the one probably.
Mm-hmm, of course.
But like, we're talking $4,000, dude. Like, that's a shitload of fucking money. Look,
fucking money.
Pavilions. Wow, the grocery store Pavilions. People,
they have a Louis XIII bottle.
They got the Louis XIII and the Remy Martin Champagne Cognac Louis the bottle. That shit's $4,200.
Woo.
Cody. Yeah. Oh man. Remy Martin Louis XIII, the Grand Cognac. That's $4,000. So I think it's best to say, don't expect any Louis XIII reviews on this podcast.
Not at all.
How much you think a pour of that at a bar would be?
The bottle's fucking $1,500.
Bottle $4,000.
$4,000. Jesus.
You're probably paying like $600 a pour, man, right?
Yeah. Minimum.
Well, Cody, I hope you never get drunk one day at a bar and you see that bottle and be like, fuck it, I want to try one.
I will never get that drunk. Nope.
Look, just
that amount on a bottle.
You wake up the next day and see your credit card and you be like, wait a minute, what the fuck? No. sorry, people.
Oh, sir.
Back in that little Kanye review. My review, I got the same as Cody. I'm a 3.5 here. I think this is excellent. It's clean. It's got all the flavor and notes that I like. It's enjoyable. It's an easy sipper. I could sip on this daily if I wanted to. What's stopping me from giving it a last drop is like, you know, my mezcal limitations are very low. I mean, I only had like five fucking bottles per se, so I don't even know what like the echelon of mezcals is. I mean, all the ones that we've had so far, even ones that Cody's had, they've all been rated high as far as when I look them up and stuff. You know, people rate them high, but it's like, shit, that's like every spirit. Like, you know, so when I start getting to like 20 range mezcal bottles, which probably be by next year, I'd hope so. then I can be like, oh, you know what? I have a suspense that you can get this or that or that or whatever it may be and stuff. But now it's just a 3.5. I enjoy it. I think it's worth the money, worth the time, worth the effort, if you will. And yeah, man, I enjoyed the hell out of this. I think I liked the first one I had on the first week a little more better. Just because not so much that it tastes better. It's just that that one was a little bit was more unique compared to this one. I think for this one, for me, this tastes like a and don't take this as a knock on it or whatever. This tastes like an average mezcal, though, like how a mezcal is supposed to taste. This is what the roots of it is. This is what the ingredients of it is. And what you see is what you get. It's just at a higher grade form or like a an upper echelon form of it, if you will, whatever, you know. So I know people probably like, man, fuck you, man. We gave it 100, you know, but, you know, whatever. I don't give a shit. Are the Rams about to play right now?
Are they?
Oh, I think they played at 10. I'm sorry, the Chargers, not the Rams. They need to get rid of the Chargers.
They really do. They're the Clippers.
Maybe they really are. Rams, Lakers. Yeah. They really fucking are. Like, you know, they just need to get rid of it. I mean, California has so many fucking teams as it is. Sometimes I just can't keep up with shit.
Like, they really do.
For a minute, I'm a huge baseball fan, people, but then I started thinking, because my homegirl said she went to the Giants game, and I just started thinking San Diego for some fucking reason. I was just like, oh, wait a minute, no, that's San Francisco's team. Fuck. I was like, I don't know. We got so many fucking teams here that it's hard to keep up with them sometimes or whatever, but man, this is really good, though. So 3.5s all around.
3.5s all around. I like it.
Yeah.
Good shit.
So, people, we done this week. We do it done. Cody, you want to do another mix and match next week with mezcal or what?
I guess I could buy another bottle. Yeah, because I got to buy another bottle, but that shouldn't be a problem.
If not, then you know what? I got you covered, man. I got a miniature over here. I want to open that motherfucker, you know? Yeah.
All right. I'll let you know. I'll keep in contact, bro.
Or if you just want to join me on and check out this
room. I mean, yeah, regardless. I'll be on the podcast regardless.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But, you know what I mean? I don't like just buying shit.
You don't have to buy another bottle, sir. I just want to fill out the week, and I got like a little miniature bottle over here.
Okay, let's do that then. Let's do that. Yeah. Let's save Cody some money.
Let's save Cody some money, people. The holidays are coming up, people, and
yes,
now is not the time to be spending on booze.
Because I'm thinking about Armagnac month. I still got to buy shit for that, so that's why I kind of like, yeah, let me chill out for a little bit.
Oh, I knocked that out the water because I was like,
I didn't do that.
That shit's expensive, so. And you know, when October kicks in for me, that's everybody's fucking birthday month. So it's just like my brother and sister. I was like, I ain't trying to blow my money on spirit. And then as soon after fucking October, then we get in the holiday season. I'm just like, yeah, well, nothing for me this year, I guess. Mm-hmm. So. No more blowing money for me as well. But I got a little miniature.
All right, I was going to buy. Yeah, I'll be fun. Yeah, I'll have fun.
Jump on. With you. Drink whatever mezcal you already got on deck.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good to me. Back.
So, people, we'll be back. The mezcal I'm popping open is Jim and Bolt, people.
Jim and Bolt.
Yeah, the bottle looks cool. I wanted the bottle, but then I saw a miniature at Tequila Ranch over there. And I was just like, oh, fuck, I don't have to buy the whole bottle then. He told me it was really good. He was like, you're going to come back and buy the bottle. The bottle is only like $36 too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's affordable here. But once I saw the miniature, I was just like, well, I don't need to buy the whole fucking bottle. I mean, to get the miniature here, you know, they need to make more mezcal miniatures and shit. To go back on vodka, I saw a badass vodka bottle yesterday. It looked like a lightning bolt. It looks like the Tesla sign almost in a way.
Oh, really?
And it's much cheaper. Taste-wise, I don't know. I don't know what it tastes like or whatever and shit, but, you know, I'm still waiting for them vodka recommendations, people, so. But, ain't getting them. I even asked a store owner what that tastes like, and he just looked at me and just said, bro, I just bought that bottle because of design. I ain't open that shit. And I was just like, well, can't even get it from the experts, I guess, huh?
Nope. You can't.
I even asked, what's his name at Cork, Wes. I said, hey, man, you got any vodka recommendations? He said, I don't drink that shit, bro. I was like, damn.
I look like to you. Well, why you drink vodka? Fuck out of here.
Because I know he has that lightning bolt vodka bottle, too. And I was just like, hey, man, you got any recommendations? He was like, I don't drink that, dude. It's like, no. He says, I mean, if I'm mixing a cocktail, maybe I'll pour something in there. But he's like, I don't drink that shit straight. He's like, who would do that? And I was just like, oh. I got this show that I do that you might know of. Trying to, you know.
Branch out.
Yeah, you know. Trying to, you know, see what's cool. Mm-hmm. See what's hippity hoppity. Mm-hmm. Vodka world, you know, if anything's going on, you know, getting an update. No. Okay, I'll fuck off then. Okay. All right, goodbye. So people, we'll be back next week for, I guess you can just call it, let's call it the Jim and Bolt episode. People, we done with this episode. We've gotten out of here now. I'm about to head out here. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.